Brothers, let me ask you something. When did it become acceptable to settle for less? To live below the standard that God has set for us men? This lower your expectations trend sweeping through social media is robbing men of their strength, their ambition, and their God-given purpose. It is time that we rise up and call it out for what it is, a lie straight from the pit of hell. Welcome back to Renegades, Men of Faith and Fortitude. I am your host, as always, Preacher Joe. This is a podcast where we challenge the world's lies, we sharpen our character, and we become the men that God created us to be. I'm a Marine Corps veteran, a preacher, and a biker, and your brother in this fight for faith and fortitude. Today, we're going to be going full throttle into this dangerous mindset that has been creeping into the culture. The idea that it's better to lower your expectations instead of stepping up. Let me tell you, this trend is not just bad advice, it's poison to the soul. What if David had lowered his expectations when he faced Goliath? What if Jesus had lowered his expectations in the Garden of Gethsemane? Where would we be if the men that we admire, the warriors, the pioneers, and the disciples, had decided life would be easier if they just gave up trying? Let's unpack why this attitude is not just harmful, but completely unbiblical. And I want you to stick around, because today we are going to break down why this mindset is so destructive, how it is crept into our culture, and most importantly, what God's word has to say about striving for excellence. By the end of this episode, you'll have the tools that you need to reject this lie and start living up to the high calling God has for you. We're going to tackle three key truths. First, why settling is not an option for men. Second, the spiritual and practical dangers of low expectations. And finally, how to set godly, challenging goals that push you to become the men that you were created to be. And trust me, when you see the power of rejecting mediocrity, you'll never go back. Before we dive in, make sure that you hit that subscribe button for me so that you will not miss an episode. And share this with your brothers, your friends, your coworkers, and your fellow writers. Any man who needs to hear this, that they're called to live with faith and fortitude, not to settle for less. Let's start with what this trend is all about. The idea is, if you lower your expectations, that you won't be disappointed. Sounds harmless, right? What it's really saying is, stop trying, stop believing, stop striving. It's a direct attack on ambition, discipline, and the purpose God has placed on our life. The world wants you to settle because a settled man is not a threat. A settled man does not challenge the status quo. But what does God say about it? Look at Philippians 3:14. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. That's not a call to lower your expectations, folks. It's a call to rise above them. God has set a high standard for us, not because he's cruel, but because he knows what we're capable of when we lean on him. Mediocrity is not in God's plan for you. When you lower your expectations, you lower your faith. You stop believing that God can do big things through you. And here's the practical side. Low expectations lead to low effort. Low effort leads to low results. Then you look at your life and you wonder why it's not what you dreamed of. Brothers, that's not God's fault. That's on us. Proverbs 13:4 says, "The soul of a sluggard desireth and hath nothing, but the soul of the diligent shall be made fat." In other words, laziness gets you nowhere, but diligence, hard work, brings the blessing. Let's think about men who did not lower their expectations. Martin Luther King Jr., who fought for civil rights against impossible odds. Or closer to home, men like your grandfathers or your great-grandfathers who worked hard, provided for their families, and did not complain. They did not buy into the lie of just coast through life. They pushed through challenges because they believed in something greater than themselves. This generation is lost, people. I don't know what is going on with this younger generation of lowering their expectations so they don't get hurt, or lowering their expectations so they don't get disappointed. Well, suck it up, buttercup. That's life, man. I got so, you know, I normally don't get upset on this thing, but you know, I got so pissed off When I opened up TikTok today, and the first two things I saw was lower your expectations, bull crap, man, bull crap. Grow up. All right, now off my soapbox. So let's recap. Lowering your expectations is the easy way out, but it is also the road to regret. God calls us to strive for excellence, folks, not because it's easy, but because it builds character. It strengthens our faith and inspires others. When you settle, you rob yourself and the people around you of the man that you could have been. Or woman. Now, I know that my podcast is for men, but I'm going to include women on this one too. So here's the bottom line, brothers. God did not create you to live an average life. He created you to live with purpose, to rise to challenges, and to reflect His glory in everything you do. Stop believing the world's lie that lowering your expectations will make you happier. Start believing the truth of Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. See, God has a plan for you, folks, and it's a great one. But you'll never see it if you settle for less. If this message hits home, do something about it. Write down one area of your life where you've been settled. Pray over it and ask God to give you the strength to aim for higher. And share this episode with a brother or sister who needs to hear it. Let's build a community of men who refuse to settle. Matter of fact, let's build a community, period, who refuses to settle, who refuses to lower their expectations. You're better than that. Your better trend of lower your expectations. All you're doing is hurting yourself. Until next time, remember, you were created for greatness, not comfort. Push yourself, trust God, and live a life that honors Him. Until next time, keep believing, keep striving, and keep living a life full of faith and fortitude. Semper Fi, and God bless. Oorah.